All right, and then his final one, his sixth one, he says this. He says, all this suggests a further reason why no single argument will prove the entire biblical doctrine of God. To generalize, any argument can be questioned by someone who is not disposed to accept the conclusion. Such questions might require further arguments to defend the original arguments, and so on and so forth. Since no singular argument is guaranteed to persuade every rational person, no argument is immune from such additional questioning. There's not, the record stretch, the movie's culmination, and the crowd goes silent, and then erupts in big applause as the bad guy's defeated on the debate stage and slinks off, and then comes back with the trophy and hands it to you, and freeze frame high five at the end. That's not going to happen. It's good in Karate Kid, but not so much in real life. So he says, there's no single argument that's immune from additional questioning. Therefore, Van Til's tag, like every other argument, is not sufficient by itself to prove the existence of the biblical God to everyone's satisfaction. And again, he's pointing to the response to people to be convincing. And he says that tagged doesn't always seem to be the case to everyone, that this is the one shot that we need, the man with the golden gun approach of GoldenEye here, that sometimes people shake that off, or they're using odd job and they're unable to get shot by it right away. So those are the kind of the six things that he says that tag seems to be deficient on, or that proponents of tag seem to not address as much.